Hi, everyone. It's Lindsay Pinchuk, marketing expert and host of Dear Founder. I built my first company alongside social media and have been using basic Instagram tactics to build and grow my own companies and that of dozens of clients over the last 12 years. And with that, you have asked, and so I'm answering, and I'm bringing back my Instagram for Small Business Bootcamp for a live class. This two-hour workshop followed by a Q&A will give you a strong foundation to use Instagram for your own business. You can check out more information and what you'll find inside through the link in the show notes. Make sure you save yourself a seat because space is limited. Let me know if you have any questions. And now on to today's episode. Dear Founder, I'm your host, Lindsay Pinchuk. At 30 years old, I founded my first company with just $500, building it to reach 3 million people and generate seven figures in revenue for 6 years straight, all before I sold it. A decade later, I exited with one goal, to support other women in business through their own entrepreneurship journeys. As an entrepreneur, you wear every hat. You burn the midnight oil, and most of all, you pour your heart and soul into everything you do. But there's no blueprint for success. Every week on Dear Founder, you'll get to sit in as I pick the brain of some of my closest female founder contacts. Save yourself time, money, and hassle listening to the lessons of those who have already done it. You'll also have the chance to hear about my own founder journey, how I built my first company, and now how I'm building my second, as I share solo episodes filled with actionable lessons and steps that you can apply to your business immediately. Make sure to subscribe now so that we can build our businesses together each and every week. Now, let's get into today's episode. So in the last 5 months, I have connected with some of the most amazing people. I've had more inquiries for my business than ever before, and I've doubled my community on Instagram. And I'm sure a lot of you are asking me how. Well, the answer is that I have showed up on social media speaking my truth every single day since October 7th. But that isn't the only reason, and it's really important to point this out. So a bit of backstory for you. I've always spoken up for what I believe on social media. I've always shared what I believe. I've never held back. I've never worried about what people are going to think of me, whether it be talking about women's rights and being pro-choice, or whether it was talking about racial equality, gun control, anti-Semitism, the first couple times around, or the importance of vaccinations, which is something that I talked about even before COVID during my Bump Club days when we were very involved in the American Academy of Pediatrics and making sure that kids were vaccinated. So with every one of these instances of me speaking up, the same thing happened. I lost a lot of followers, but then I gained even more followers. And when I gained, it was the right people who found me. They found me through my content, inherently helping me build my community to be a place of support, not only for you, but for me as well. Because when you speak your mind and you speak your truth, you connect on something that is so important to you. And in all of these situations, I would connect with people and get to know other people in regards to this one topic or whatever it was I was speaking out about. But then in turn, we would get to know each other in regards to business and personal situations as well. This happened greatly when I was involved in March 4th and helping fight for gun control after the Highland Park shooting in the town near mine. So that was probably the time, the one other really big instance where I lost so many followers and I gained so many followers, in addition to, next to this current circumstance. But here's the most important part. And if you're a female founder or a small business owner, this is inherently for you. Okay. This is for you. What you see on my Lindsay Pinchuk Instagram is the product of a dozen years doing business on the gram. This includes founding and building two companies, having two babies, moving from the city to the suburbs, and everything in between, including the many times I've made the unpopular decision to speak out. But through all of it, I've always had a strong foundation underneath me on Instagram and throughout social media. Whenever I've stood up for what I believe in, I've always had a foundation to fall back on. And while some people would exit, my core community never wavered. So when I lost community members and then gained, the net positive contributed to actual growth. Growing your Instagram for business doesn't happen overnight. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And it all rests upon the foundation that you lay and eventually build upon. Many of you tell me you're paralyzed and you don't even know how to get started, that there's so much to manage, there's so much to think about. But here's the thing. When you build a foundation, you really need to start with the basics. And so I think a lot of you guys are getting ahead of yourselves and thinking down the road and thinking of trends and reels and stitches and just things that you see on Instagram that to you at the moment, because you're focused on your business, which you should be, is really hard to comprehend. So it's really important that you get it into your head that you need to lay the groundwork and build the foundation and start with the basics, and then you grow from there. Just like as in business, you do this on Instagram. So today I want to walk you through the basics of your business's Instagram account. And here is the most important thing to remember. Just get started. Don't worry about what people think. Don't overthink your captions or your posts. Just start sharing. You'll refine as you go. Everything on social media is trial and error, and that goes for both seasoned professionals and newbies. You won't know if a piece of content elicits a response unless you share it. And that's the same thing for someone who's been doing this as long as I have. What does it mean to have a foundation? Here's what you need to have a foundation for your business on Instagram and one that you can build upon. And I'm going to walk you through 6 different things that you need to have in order to really, really, really hone in and get your business started on Instagram. And if you already have an Instagram account for your business, I want you to listen to this and make sure that you are doing these things, because these are going to be the things that help you to build that strong foundation that ultimately will help you to grow. So number one, this should come as no surprise for anyone who's been here for a long time, but you need to share your story and all of the stories that make you you. First and foremost, you want to share your story and the story behind your company or your brand at least once a month. Who you are, what you do, how you do it, and why. Time and time again, you guys tell me, my students tell me, my clients tell me, that was the most engaged post I've ever shared. There's a reason. People want to hear about you. People want to see you. People want to get to know you. There is a reason I tell you to do this, okay? And it is so important that you do. And so many of, especially my clients, have pushed back on me. You cannot. The why is the biggest part of this, but that's the biggest thing, is that you want to really share your why when you're sharing your story. But then after you share your story, I want you to share stories about yourself, how you got to where you are, why you're making the decisions you're making. I really want you to pull back the curtain. Your stories are the bridge to transaction, as I like to say. Your stories build your connection to your community, and ultimately, they build the trust that your community will need to eventually transact with you. Your story is the foundation of all of your content, and it's really what holds up the rest of your content pillars. So in addition to your story, number two, you're going to want to share the same messaging over and over. These I like to call content buckets because I like to fill them every week, but I just refer to them as content pillars. They are interchangeable. Why do you want to share the same messaging over and over? Because when you do, you start being known for something. We're not going to get into a full content bucket strategy today, as we are really simply laying the groundwork. But my suggestion here is to create, in addition to your story, 2 or 3 more regular features that you can easily share on Instagram. For example, on Tuesday, share a testimonial Tuesday and share a testimonial or a review from someone within your community, someone that has said something nice about you and your business. Sometimes I share a podcast review for this. Or you can share a Tuesday tip. And every Tuesday you can share a tip to help your community achieve what it is you're trying to help them with. Or on Wednesday, you can do some Wednesday wisdom and share a quote from someone in your niche or from yourself. If it is someone else, please make sure you tag them because likely they'll share it too. So a couple of examples of other content. Find something within your niche that you can swap out the content and reshare. For example, if you're a nutritionist, share a go-to recipe or a meal once a week. Create, you know, 2 to 3 additional pieces of content that you can have on repeat to ultimately build your consistency. So that is number 2. Number 3, share your offer. Once a week at least, you want your community to transact with you. The only way that they will is by telling them what it is you do for them, what problem you solve, and how. You need to make sure you're putting this out into the world. And then you need to make sure you tell them how they can transact. But I want you to keep in mind that a transaction doesn't have to be a purchase. It can be downloading a piece of content in exchange for their email. It can be listening to your podcast. All of those are examples of transactions. But if you don't tell people what it is you're offering and how they can get it, they're not going to know. There's no osmosis here. So it's really important that you share your offer. That's number 3. Number 4 is your cadence. How often are you willing to show up? This is up to you to decide what's feasible for you and what is your bandwidth. Today, I had a client who said that she was going to start with 3 times per week. And I had another this week who has a whole content bank and we're going to start with 5 times a week. But regardless, it doesn't matter what I tell you or what anyone else in the business tells you. If you can't stick to that cadence, it's not going to work for you. You need to show up consistently. And so it's important that you decide when and how often you're going to show up and that you actually stick to it. It's important that you show up consistently. And so that is why this is such an important part of your foundation. Number 5, I want you to share your knowledge without hesitation. You see how much information I share here on the podcast and on social media. When you work with me, you get that much more. You can't be worried to share what you know. When you share what you know, it builds your authority, your credibility, and ultimately it moves your community to think of you when they need your product or service. Don't be afraid to share. Okay, so number 6, you have to be social on social media. It's called social media for a reason. So you have to show up and engage with your community and your customers, respond to their DMs, like their comments, write back to them, strike up conversation. When you do this, you make them feel included, you make them feel seen. And honestly, your community is your number one marketing asset. And so it is important that you get to know them and it is important that you engage with them. This is a free platform to do that. And when you engage with them, it will make all the difference. And number 7, last but not least, a strong foundation means that you will never try to be something you're not. You will adapt to all of the above, everything that I just said, as life throws changes your way, meaning if you have to pivot, your story might change and you might have to change your story. And when it does, you should share that change in story. But the strong community I've built here started with me when I was showing up unapologetically as a parent and then as an entrepreneur and a businesswoman who sold their business. And now it's me showing up and sharing the ups and downs of that entire process so that you can learn from both my triumphs and my mistakes. But it's also me never apologizing for who I am and for sharing my whole self with you. When I started to share and really share post October 7th, my account honestly exploded. But that would not have happened without this foundation and the strong foundation that I've been laying for the last 12 years. Now, that's not to say that it will take 12 years for you to build your Instagram profile for your business, but I have been here for a long time building up the foundation of my Instagram for my business. And when I started sharing and when I started showing up as myself and really being vulnerable, that's when everything really exploded. You have to remember how important it is to take the time and put the steps in place to build that foundation for your Instagram account for your business. I also want you to remember that posting for your business isn't the same as posting for fun. When you share anything at all, you want to ask yourself, what is the purpose of this? Because if there is no good purpose as it relates back to your business, if it's not building your credibility, if it's not building your authority, if it's not driving transaction, if it's not sharing about a product, if it's not doing something for your business, you probably shouldn't be posting it. Does this post or piece of content achieve the purpose? And I want you to ask that every time. When you share personal stories, tie it back to the business. Look at my Instagram. You will see there are many pictures, throwback pictures, flashback pictures of me, me and my kids, me and my friends. And in every single one of them, I talk about something as it relates to me as a human or me as a business owner or my business. So as you think about laying the foundation for your business and your business profile on Instagram, I want to give you 5 easy things that you can do on social media right now to really up your game as you're building that foundation. So number one, I want you to create 2 to 3 reels a week. Reels are video content, short form, under 90 seconds. And they're Instagram's bread and butter right now. And when you share reels, you get discovered by other people. It's as simple as that. There are reels templates that you can use in the Instagram app. You could simply take 5 seconds of video content and put some words over it and put it to music. It really doesn't have to be fancy, but try to create 2 to 3 reels a week if you can. And if you can't, start with one. Just start. Number 2, I want you to start liking and commenting back to your community. That's engagement. It's really, really important that you are social on social media. So it's very important that you are social on social media, and you can start with liking and commenting back to the community as they like and comment on your own stuff. And that also includes sending DMs. Number 3, share content from your community. Share it. Like, follow some of your most loyal customers, and when they share something that would resonate with your community, if they have a public account, make sure you share it and tag it. Ask polls in your stories. If you go to create a story and your stories are the little round circles that light up at the top of your Instagram page, and they're only up there for 24 hours. But if you share something up there, use the poll sticker. It's in the sticker button that is, it looks like a notepad with a smiley face up at the top when you're creating a story. Ask a question, ask a poll. This will help your engagement. And number 5, make a list of ideas where you can tag others in content. So make a list of your favorite podcasts, your favorite authors, your favorite products, your favorite TV shows, anything where you could tag people. Because when you show up and you tag people, you ultimately will oftentimes get shared back. So these 5 little things that you can do will really help to make your foundation stronger as you build it for your business on Instagram. And when you have a strong foundation on Instagram, you have something to build upon each and every day. Now, if you want more, don't forget, I'm bringing back my Instagram for Small Business Bootcamp. Set up your account. When you have a strong foundation on Instagram, you have something to build upon each and every day. Now, if you want more, like I said earlier, I am bringing back my Instagram for Small Business Bootcamp. It's an amazing workshop where you'll learn to set up your account. And even if you have an account, we'll make sure it's set up properly. And you'll learn the technicalities of Instagram with simple step-by-step instructions. You'll learn how to implement processes and easy strategies for small business growth on Instagram. When you are done, you will have a properly set up Instagram account for your business. You'll have a strategy for what to post, when, where, and how. You'll have an understanding of all the Instagram features and how to use them for business growth. You'll know how to create and utilize reels for your business. You'll understand which tools to use and best practices for building your community on Instagram. You'll understand Instagram insights. We're going to top line them, and I'm going to teach you how to read them and make sure that you understand your insights so that you understand how your content is working and if you need to make a change. And we're going to have a process for repurposing your Instagram content on other platforms and on Instagram. What's included in this workshop is a 2-hour workshop on March 18th. It's going to be taught live from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. And then on March 19th, we're going to have a 1-hour, 60-minute Q&A. There's also going to be a library of step-by-step how-to videos, worksheets with step-by-step instructions, and you're going to also get my Marketing Made Simple for Small Business, Instagram for Small Business Blueprint workbook for your guidance. There are limited seats available for this workshop. It will fill up. It always does. I'm going to link the registration in the show notes, and you can sign up and join us. I hope that you will join us, and I hope that I see you on March 18th. You can also grab my Reels cheat sheet and my social media challenge, which is linked in the show notes today, and this will help you to get started. I hope that you found this helpful. I hope that you realize how important it is to take the time to really build your foundation on Instagram for your small business. And once you do, and once you get going, it becomes easier, it becomes second nature, and you will start growing, and you will start seeing transactions, and you will start seeing, bottom line growth from what it is that you're sharing. So if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. We will be back on Thursday with another episode and an amazing guest. I cannot wait for you to meet her. And there is more to come. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for being here. Have a wonderful week.